MRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A federal judge will rule on Governor Youngkin's controversial voter purge program. The governor recommends that more than $1 million be used for Helene cleanup in Virginia's Appalachian region. And Jeff Shapiro reviews the week in Virginia politics. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, October 25th. A federal judge is expected to rule today on a request to shut down Governor Glenn Youngkin's controversial voter purge program. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
One piece of evidence stands out to voter rights advocates who are worried that a voter purge program might be canceling the voter registration of legitimate voters. 75 voters were kicked off the rolls for allegedly being non-citizens. Those people proved their citizenship, were restored to the rolls, and then kicked off again. Monica Sarmiento at the Virginia Coalition for Immigrant Rights says this voter purge program is dangerous and misguided.
We've been telling people, okay, so you've been purged from the voter rolls, re-register to vote. We hope that there would be some sort of validation there if they were able to go ahead and not only re-register, but also show proof of citizenship. But that was not enough to suffice the state to purging them from the voter rolls.
Charles Cooper represented the Commonwealth of Virginia, which argued that the judge needs to balance harms. He acknowledges the possibility that some valid voters might accidentally be purged, but he says the judge also needs to consider the possibility that the votes of valid voters might be canceled out by non-citizens.
This process is as well tailored as possible to ensure that those kinds of things don't happen and that only non-citizens are removed.
The Department of Justice and several advocacy groups are asking the judge to shut down the program and restore the registration of voters who have been purged since the program started in August. I'm Michael Pope.
Governor Youngkin has recommended that the Appalachian Regional Commission use $1.3 million in funds to support relief from Tropical Storm Helene in Virginia's Appalachian region. The impacts of Helene on Southwest Virginia's outdoor recreation areas include damage to the Virginia Creeper Trail, the New River Trail, Clater Lake, storm-related debris cleanup, bank erosion, and damage to boat ramps along the Clinch and New Rivers. The project will target 17 counties and 4 independent cities that were included in the governor's Virginia disaster declaration following Helene. A federal district court in Lynchburg on Thursday closed the book on a disturbing chapter in the history of scientific research, imposing penalties and fees of $35 million on an animal breeding firm in central Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
For more than 50 years, an animal breeding facility operated quietly in Cumberland, Virginia, supplying laboratories around the world with subjects for experimentation. Then People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals bankrolled an undercover investigation.
We found animals being deprived of adequate food, water, and veterinary care.
Vice President Daphna Nachmanovich says Envigo has been forced to close its Virginia facility and will pay $22 million in fines and another $13 million in penalties. A federal judge has also put the company on probation for 5 years. It continues to breed animals at centers in Indiana and Pennsylvania.
They have been prohibited from breeding and selling dogs, but unfortunately, they are still breeding and selling many other animals for experiments, not just rats and mice, but also monkeys and rabbits.
Nachmanovich says her organization would like to see criminal charges brought against Envigo and is pressing for new methods of scientific research using computers and big data instead of animals. I'm Sandy Hausman.
An ongoing Virginia-wide case review of a former lab analyst's work has identified 3 criminal cases so far that should have been DNA tested in the early 2000s, but were not. Megan Pauley with VPM News reports.
Testing of the DNA clippings in all 3 cases has been expedited. According to the Department of Forensic Science, 2 of the 3 cases were missed because the wrong courts were contacted to verify convictions. State Senator Scott Servell said hopefully an error like this won't happen again.
Disappointing mistakes would continue to be made on something that's as fundamental as whether an innocent person might have been locked up.
The state is reviewing cases from the Post-Conviction DNA Testing and Notification Project from the early 2000s again to ensure more people were not missed.
Megan Pauley reporting. Court battles over Virginia's election procedures are playing out. Jeff Shapiro, political columnist at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins Michael Pope to recap the week in politics and state government.
All right, a lot to get to this week, starting with the legal challenge to the governor's purge of the voter rolls. Jeff Shapiro, I was in the federal courthouse when they were discussing this, and the room kind of started buzzing when they presented evidence that there were 75 people who were kicked off the rolls for allegedly being non-citizens, but then they proved their citizenship and were restored to the voting rolls, only to be kicked off again a second time under this program. Jeff Shapiro, where do you think this legal challenge is headed?
Well, of course, you're going to be back in federal court this morning, Michael, when the judge issues her decision. And as one would suggest this problem that these particular 75 people have speak to the flaws and the imperfections in the Virginia system. And this will more fully support the case that's being made by the Justice Department. And in a separate action, civil rights and immigrant rights groups, that Governor Youngkin has illegally removed people from the Virginia voting rolls, and at an unfortunate time, just ahead of presidential, senatorial, and congressional balloting.
And then turning our attention to the Shenandoah Valley, we've got election officials in Waynesboro who say they're going to refuse to certify the election because they believe the vote counting happens in secret because it happens inside of a machine that they don't have access to, the inside of the machine, which speaks to this larger concern about election certification. Where do you see that headed?
This could be one domino in a chain of dominoes. These Republican electoral board members have indicated that they think everything should be counted, all votes should be counted by hand. And there are plenty of registrars who will tell you that if you're looking for a way to rig a system, count ballots by hand.
And then moving out into the Hampton Roads area, the second congressional district in Virginia Beach, we're seeing a little movement here. We've got new polling that says incumbent Republican Congresswoman Jen Kiggins is now basically tied with Democratic challenger Missy Cotter-Smassel, which is movement because the Republican had previously been ahead in the polls. Jeff Shapiro, what do we think is happening in the second congressional district?
Well, there is clearly the customary tightening that we will see as Election Day approaches, but this will have Democrats wondering if strong performances in Virginia 2, it's a coastal Virginia district that has a record of over its long history of being quite swingy, whether a strong performance by Kamala Harris, who's also ahead, and Tim Kaine, the Senate candidate, also ahead, whether that could pull the Democrat over the line and that this could be a pickup for the Democrats.
And then finally, if you're looking for evidence that Virginia is not a battleground state, we can point to the fact that we don't have any of the people at the top of the ticket campaigning in Virginia. But Jeff Shapiro, you've identified some people who are coming to Virginia. Who are those people campaigning in the Commonwealth?
Well, on Saturday, Laura Trump, the daughter-in-law of the Republican presidential nominee, will be in Chesterfield with Governor Youngkin. Chesterfield, by the way, which went to Joe Biden 4 years ago comfortably by 6 percentage points. Not long after that scheduled visit was announced, former President Trump on X hinted that perhaps, maybe, possibly, he'll be back in Virginia before Election Day. You'll remember he made a quick appearance here after the debate with President Biden in late June.
All right, that's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you next week.
See you then.
And finally today, the Virginia State Police Superintendent is retiring early next year. Governor Glenn Youngkin's office announced Wednesday that Colonel Gary Settle will leave in February after nearly 40 years at the agency. Settle is the State Police Force's 13th superintendent. He was first appointed by Governor Ralph Northam in 2018 and reappointed by Youngkin in 2022. Lieutenant Colonel Matt Hanley will be VSP's acting superintendent until a permanent replacement is appointed. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Friday.